The last video that I made, Intangible Joy, I kind of interchangeably use the word joy and happiness. I kind of interwovenly use those words, joy and happiness. And I just think it's going to be a good idea to kind of separate those two words, to kind of make the house understand the difference between joy and happiness. Joy is an eternal feeling, a soul feeling, a joyful feeling in our soul, in our mind, deeper in our heart. Sometimes we can't even express why we are joyful. Sometimes we can't even express where their feelings come from. But we just realize that we are free. Our soul is delighted. No matter what is going on around us, we seem to be joyful. That is joy. An internal feeling. A soul feeling. In other hand, happiness is an outward feeling. It's an outward experience. When you experience happiness, it's because something brought it to you at that moment. Maybe you just buy a new car. Maybe you just get a new paycheck. Or maybe it's just something happened. A new clothes, a gift, something that brings that happiness at the moment. Happiness is an outward feeling, while joy is an internal feeling. It's a deep soul feeling. Like I have said earlier, sometimes we can't even tell why we're so joyful. Why are we so happy? Most people that think they are joyful, they are actually happy. They are actually happy because most of the things, what makes them think they are joyful is actually an outward thing. It's actually something that is tangible, something that happened at that moment. Even though they think they are joyful, but they are not. They are just merely happy. They are happy people. So we have more happy people than joyful people. I want a house to understand these differences. And I want the house to long for being joyful. Joyful is lasting. Joyful is deeper in our soul. Joyful is more powerful than being happy. Happiness only brings things to us at the moment. It brings the happiness at the moment. It brings that outward feeling at the moment. Then we are happy. But we are not joyful. I want us to long for it. I want us to pursue joyfulness. We want to be joyful. Joyful is lasting. Joyful is deeper in our soul. But in other hands, somehow, somewhat, happiness and joy still come together for our well-being. They come together to serve us, to serve our well-being. You can be happy, but not joyful. Yes, you can. You can be happy, but not joyful. But it's difficult for you to be joyful and not happy. When you are joyful, you already pass the level of happiness. You are also happy too. You already pass the level of happiness when you are joyful. But you can be happy. You can be happy, but not joyful. So those are the difference that I think I should just bring to the house to let us kind of know the difference between being happy and being joyful. Joyful is an inner thing. It's an inner feeling. It's deep in our soul. While happiness is at the moment. It's a feeling of the moment. It's an outside feeling. It's a face feeling. It's something that creates that happiness at that moment. Both together serve us, serve our well-being as human beings, as people. But let us joyful, let's long for a joyful soul. Why are some people joyful? In my own personal opinion, again, nobody knows it all. Every one of us seems to know it all. And we are here to bring value to ourselves. This is my thought about that. Why is it that some people are happy? And why some people are joyful? In my own personal opinion, I would say that a joyful people are those people that are not very stressful in life. They don't put stress on themselves. They don't think too much. They don't think too hard. They let things go. They drop baggages that don't have value to them. That's my feeling. That's why they are joyful. That's why they are happy. They don't think too hard. They don't think too much. They don't put stress on themselves, because their joy is not based on their new car or a new house. It's an internal feeling. It's an internal feeling of their soul. And I think that is why they are joyful. That is why they are not stressful. They don't put stress on themselves. Now, like I've said, nobody knows it all. I want to read from you. I want to hear your own opinion. I want to see what you had to it or what you can take out of this. I want to learn too. I want you to empower me. If this is your first time on this channel, if this is your first time of viewing video from this channel, I would like you to subscribe to this channel. I would like you to support the community. I would like you to put your own opinion. I want you to empower me. I'm requesting you to join the community so that we all can rub mine together. I guarantee you this. Your time on this channel will not be a waste. It's a guarantee from me to you that your time on this channel will not be a waste. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming in. Thank you for sparing this time out. Until I see you in the next video, thank you and have a wonderful day.